Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3053, Make People Feel Good, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays, and we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Make People Feel Good, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. A simple way to enjoy a happier and more abundant social life is to put some effort into making people feel good. Many people get so caught up thinking they have to rack up some accomplishments, get into better shape, become a person of high value, and more, just to give themselves permission to reach out and connect with others. None of that is necessary. That's putting the focus on yourself, where you'll only swirl around in endless circles of self-doubt. You'll never feel prepared with that approach. You'll never be done. You'll just keep coming up with more reasons why you aren't ready. Your goal will always be 6 more months away. If a woman wants me to like her, all she needs to do is ask me, "What can I do to make you feel good right now?" And I'll tell her. Suppose I say, "Well, I'd love a good head scratching." And she says, "Okay," and starts giving me a head scratching. Now I'm blissing out and I have her to thank for it. She's instantly promoted to my A-list. Do I care if she does yoga for 2 hours a day to stay in shape? Does it matter how much traffic she gets to her website? Do I care what color her skin is? None of those things matter to me. If she makes me feel good when I'm with her, of course, I'm going to like her. Alternatively, she can try to impress me instead. She can talk about her education and career ambitions. She can talk about her previous boyfriends and how much they worshipped her. She can tell me about her decade of yoga practice. And I may very well be impressed. I'll think, "Wow, this woman really has her life on track." Then I'll excuse myself and go sit with the woman who gives great head scratchings, or the one who tells funny stories and makes me laugh, or the one who loves to cuddle. Why do I love my girlfriend so much? It's very simple. She makes me feel good. She smiles at me. She gives me lots of affection. She travels with me. She plays with me. She cuddles with me. She makes me yummy vegan food. She learned what makes me feel good, and she does those things regularly. I also make her feel good. I know what she likes, and I do those things often. Does it feel good to stay? Why ever leave a relationship? Well, you and your partner stop making each other feel good. Either you stop learning what makes each other feel good, or you stop doing what you know. How could you reignite a broken relationship? Ask your partner what you can do to make him or her feel good and start doing those things every day. Tell your partner how to make you feel good and ask him or her to start doing some of those things every day. If either of you doesn't honor this commitment, let go and find someone else who will synergize with you. You may encounter people who want you to do things that don't feel good to you. There's no need to make sacrifices. Find something you're willing to give and then look for people who will appreciate what you enjoy giving. Some people love buying gifts for each other. Some love to verbally express encouragement and appreciation. Some love touch and affection. Don't force yourself to give in ways that don't feel good to you. Instead, seek out people who enjoy and appreciate a style of giving and receiving that's compatible with yours. I love making people feel good through touch, affection, and sharing laughs. It also feels good to receive this. My favorite connections normally include lots of touch as well as plenty of laughter and joking around. What makes you feel good? Do the people in your life know what makes you feel good? Have you made it obvious to them? If you're currently in a relationship, go to your partner and ask him or her, "What do you think makes me feel good?" See how accurate the answer is. If it's not accurate, enlighten your partner. Then switch roles and tell your partner what you believe makes him or her feel good. Now review with your partner how often you actually do the things that make each other feel good. Have you been doing well or slacking off? Is someone not pulling their weight? Has some resentment been building? Are you out of alignment between what you're each willing to give versus what you each desire to receive? Get the basics right. Make each other feel good. Do those simple actions every day, multiple times per day. If you aren't making your partner feel good, then you're more likely to feel jealous and possessive, since there's a chance your partner will eventually meet someone else who does make him or her feel good. And where will that leave you? Why should someone remain loyal to a partner who doesn't make them feel good? But if you know how to make your partner feel good and you do those things regularly, then what is there to worry about? You know that your partner has good reason to keep returning to you. If you make people feel good when they're with you, they'll likely want to keep connecting with you. You don't always have to make this investment, though. You may frequently meet with people where such an investment doesn't seem worthwhile. But when you see other signs of compatibility and you'd like to explore a deeper connection with someone, then making someone feel good is an easy way to open the door. You just listened to the post titled "Make People Feel Good" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Steve. A good point, and it actually reminds me of a book I read a long time ago, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Each chapter of that book is a different principle to win friends. And some of the ones I remember are smile, let the other person do all the talking, ask questions, being genuinely interested in the other person, be a good listener, seeing things from the other person's point of view. Nothing too groundbreaking there. But now reflecting on it, don't all of those things essentially make people feel good? Isn't that the whole purpose of listening, letting other people talk, being genuinely interested, even smiling? It makes the other person feel comfortable and really just good in general, I think. So yeah, you can break that down further like Dale Carnegie did with different ideas of how to make someone feel good. But I like what Steve did here and simply said, well, ask someone what you could do to make them feel good. What do they want or need that you could provide? Possibly a very simple solution to a very common problem. So thank you to Steve for this one. Thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.